Hello and welcome to the very first episode of No Rehearsals. I am your host, Derek Dotter, and today, since it is the first episode, I guess will be more of an orientation of what the show is going to be like, who I am, and what it's all going to be about, and why I'm even doing this. So, I guess we'll start with who I am and why I'm doing this. So, where to start? I guess the reason why I'm doing this, to get down to the basic, you know, level of it, is I like to hear myself talk. I like to hear myself talk, and when I'm alone, I like to hear myself think. And what I think, is very fucking important, right? And so I'm giving myself the opportunity to project my voice, and hopefully somebody sits and listens to it. You know, and there's also a creative niche here. You know, I'm sitting in this studio that I recently just finished and put together. Well, I guess it's not completely finished, but just recently put together. And I'm always trying to push this sort of this creative, you know, thing in my life. I'm always trying to keep it going. I hate to settle, and I hate normality. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of person who can just, you know, wake up, go to work, pay bills, and then that's it. All that until retirement and then death, if you even get a retirement. So, you know, a little bit more about me, I guess, besides where I stand, and that is, you know, I live in California, LA specifically, and I'm originally from Michigan, Indiana, the Midwest area, kind of bounced around there. I came out to California actually not to do, not to pursue my dream. I came out here because I was not willing to take a risk. And what I had done was I had joined the military, and that's what drug my ass out here. There was a sort of compromise that was made. but my dream was always to make films. So I'm glad I did end up out here anyway, either to make them, be behind the camera, or to be in them, be in front of the camera. And so that's what I'm currently doing. I'm going to school down here, the Los Angeles Film School, met a lot of great people, which eventually will make their way, hopefully, onto this show and help me improve it, help me make it more entertaining as time goes. So, what else? So that's where I'm from, where I'm currently at. Yeah, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what this show would be about, what it would be called, and eventually, sort of on an accidental whim, we settled on No Rehearsals, which you could probably tell is exactly what's happening. I don't want to overthink any of the shows. I think we'll do, you know, some research and bring things to the table, you know, come around certain types of seasons in particular, Halloween, right? We'll probably try to bring in some stories and things like that, or specific types of interviews of people who have certain types of experiences. You know, around the holidays, we can go off and talk about our theistic points of view, whatever, or anti-theistic or atheistic points of view, whatever it is. I don't know, you know. But overall, it's not rehearsed. It's not written. It's hardly researched. And I think that's the path we're going to keep going down. And I think we're going to start out rough, but as we go, I think we're going to just keep getting better and better at it. Hopefully, anyway. If you're interested in any of the other things I was talking about, film school and all that, you can find me on Facebook, and you can find Dotter Films on YouTube. It's not a very popular channel at the moment, but if you search some of our latest videos, we actually did one, Value, finished cut. If you search that, you'll find the channel. And if you do find us out there, please like and subscribe, watch and listen. You know, we're trying to make original content, you know, original stories. We're trying to keep you know, the entertainment industry fresh, which it isn't right now. And if you think it is, then you are dead wrong. And I guess that'd be a good subject. So I might go on a tangent here. I might go on this rant. I feel like the entertainment industry is turning into a pile of shit. As far as films go, it's reboots, it's prequels and sequels, and hardly any stories that feel new to me. You know, something's based off of a book, or, you know, something is based off of another film, it's based off of a video game, whatever. And then I guess you could go, even in video games, that something that seems kind of pure, even at this moment, seems somewhat pure, has this huge shit streak. And for video games, it's this idea of DLC, which is cool. It's cool that these people want to expand on their video games, but, you know, it bugs me when they release something that's unfinished. And you all know the argument. You've all seen it. You've all read it. But that's, to me, it's, I take it way more personally because it's the industry that I want to go into. It's what I want to do with my life. Not make video games, but make films and tell stories and, you know, write stories and act out characters, because there's some thing deep inside about it that's, it's fucking, it's sacred to me, you know? And the world's shitting on it. It's probably me just being the cynical bastard that I am, but it's just the way I feel about it. Entertainment has gone to shit, and the way people experience it has gone to shit. And I guess it's funny me saying this on a very crude, rough sort of podcast, but that's the way I feel about it. And I'm only trying to make myself better. And honestly, I don't think any of the hot shot, you know, guys with the big bucks up there making this shit for you, I don't think they give a damn as much of us smaller town guys do. And hopefully when we do get to a position where we're good enough and where we've honed those skills enough, we can present you with some meaningful stories, meaningful entertainment, and we too will not become sellouts. So I know I won't. Hopefully none of my friends will. So there's I guess my first rant on media. Excuse me, just I got a Red Bull here, keeping me going. Now, what else? My God, I had a conversation today that I wanted to dive into, and I'm kind of hesitant to go into this, but I was talking to my cousin. We haven't talked in a long time. I mean, once in a while we pop on Facebook, but it seems as though we're going to get into this habit of talking more and more. But so we haven't talked in a while. A lot of the times when we do talk, we seem to be covering the commonalities that we still share. And we think it's pretty amazing, it's pretty profound that as these years go on and we grow separately from each other, we're growing in the same sort of direction. I think there's a lot of strong-rooted reasons for that, which is pretty interesting. We like to analyze it and talk about it and then catch each other up. But one of the things we were talking about today, I figured would be a good way to sort of smack the audience in the face and let them know what this show is about. Some of the things that might come up. See, I'm going to try very hard to avoid certain things like, you know, politics and where I stand on it, because none of it really fucking matters. My opinion doesn't matter. My opinion is not fact. So I'm going to try to avoid those sort of things. Strongly opinion-based hot topics. You know, that lack in entertainment. It really should... It shies away certain audience members, and I know that because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and even some of my favorite podcasts will bring certain things up, and I'll have these sort of subconscious disagreements, and I find myself disliking a certain episode. But one of the things we were talking about, and I think it's important to know some of the ideologies that I have before you start listening daily, is my standpoint on the afterlife. I know this is a dark, morbid way to start things. We're just talking about entertainment. We're just talking about the industry. We're talking about me living in Hollywood and all that. But and I'm kind of going all over the place, but this is one thing I really feel like I needed to talk about. Because today is going to be a short episode. It's a little test run to hear the voice, hear the audio, you know, kind of introduce the show, sort of the pilot, I guess. But I think there are some things that are important. I need to make sure the audience knows what type of show this is. And one of the things that's going to happen is I'm going to make certain comments and certain jokes that might turn people away. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're easily offended, find another show. All right? If you are so stubborn about your opinions, find another show, because we're going to say things that are you know, I guess, strong topics, offending things. There's going to be no political correct sort of filter coming through here, you know. It's sort of a fuck you kind of podcast, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the people that are going to be coming on here are going to have different opinions, and we're going to fight about these opinions. It's going to be fun. You know, one of the old titles ideas that we had for the show was going to be called, shit, it slipped my mind. What the hell? Oh, the Not So Sober Show. And this is sort of how this thing started. I mean, the idea of a bunch of assholes getting together and getting drunk and talking, you know. We settled on no rehearsals, but that's where we start from. So it gives you an idea of where we're going to be headed. And I wanted to talk about the subject of the afterlife. A lot of the people that are going to be coming on here don't believe in such things, you know. And I'm not saying that we're going to be out there trying to pass these cynical arguments or these cynical stories and points of view. I'm just saying that we're going to have opinions on things that I'm sort of losing my point. I'm dancing around it too much here. And I know I shouldn't, but I don't want to scare too many people off. You know what I mean? This is a balancing system. I guess it's why I'm practicing this, why I'm trying to figure out how to do this. I'm an atheist, all right? I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the afterlife. That's going to come up a lot in my jokes. That's going to come up a lot in my stories. And a lot of the other people are going to have the same opinion, because those are the people that I've attracted over the years. Those are the people that have become, you know, my friend circle. And it's not the only thing that keeps us friends. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying those types of things. If it turns you off, then turn away. Leave. Find another podcast. Find another thing to listen to. We're not your people. But if you listen to things like, I want to make a little shout out, but if you listen to something like Sick and Wrong, then this might be, you know, a good home for you. So, also, if you need structure and order in your life, find a different fucking podcast, because this is going to be very improv, you know, shit. A lot of intangible, uneducated shit is going to be happening on the show. It's purely for entertainment, you know. I guess sometimes we're probably going to sit here and we're going to think, this is my moment to change the world, but it isn't. So it's just a bunch of uneducated shit. Just please listen, laugh, cry, whatever the fuck. Be entertained. That's all it is, you know. And for those of you that have stuck by this long, thank you. You're probably going to enjoy the rest of this. So, good on you. You're my type of person, you know? So where to go to next? Where to take this conversation with myself? No idea. I know I wanted a lot of this to be rants and interviews and things like that. And I was waiting on some friends to help me get this started, to get the ball rolling. But I couldn't wait any longer. I really wanted to do this. It's hard to get everyone together. We all have lives, jobs. I mean, I don't work. I'm living off the GI Bill, but we all have lives. And so it's hard to get everyone together. It's hard to get this thing rolling. And so I knew that I was going to have to start up by myself. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And thinking, God, what am I going to do? You know, I was afraid to ask them what an episode should be about because I knew their opinion would be based off of what they wanted to do. But deep down, I knew that the first episode was just going to be me alone. So I was trying to figure it out. And the title is what helped. When we came up with No Rehearsals, that's when I knew I'd be safer doing it. I'd be still somewhat self-conscious of doing it all by myself and talking to myself and wondering, can I keep up some sort of momentum and can I keep a story going and what's going to happen? You know, am I going to pull something? One of my other worries was, am I going to pull something up from my history and those listening who know me, will they get upset and offended? Some of my best stories, you know, would disappoint my mom, you know what I mean? And she's really supportive. My mom is really supportive in all of my endeavors of film and whatnot. But these are the mental hurdles I was going through before I locked myself in the room. I was able to sit down and I was able to talk. And I know there's going to be more episodes like this, you know. One of the other hosts will be my brother, Zach Dotter. And he'll probably be one of the most regular people since we live together in the same apartment. But I know that he has to leave sometimes to go take care of some personal matters. He's going to have to be gone, you know, with family out in Vegas and things like that. So that's the case today. I really wanted to do this, and he isn't here right now, so it's just me. It's going to happen a lot. I'm going to have to get better at sitting in a room and talking to myself and trying to make it fun. When I'm probably failing right now, but I'm feeling some momentum. Could be the Red Bull. I don't know. I'm actually starting to think that maybe we should have gone with the not so sober show because being a little bit tipsy right now, I feel like would help me. Maybe not you, but I'm selfish. So I think this one's going to be about 45 minutes long. It'll be a short one. Things to expect in the future is I want videos to be about an hour and a half, and I'm going to be mixing a few of the ideas that I had before, be mixing them together. I wanted to do a bunch of different types of story podcast type things, and not stories, but subject podcasts. So I'm going to be mixing a lot of them here. One of them was called The Kitchen Table, and I know I said we're not going to do politics, but it was less political. It was more of your standpoint on where we should go as a not government-based, but society-based, or how you view things. I want to find a way to kind of get that puzzle piece to fit in this show, and that was called The Kitchen Table, so that might come into play, especially I know if I have like my father and some of his friends, which I feel like I've become pretty good friends with having them on the show. Those are subjects that'll come up. We always do. When it comes to me and my dad, the things we always talk about are our view on politics. Oddly enough, like the sort of zoology type shit. I don't know if we necessarily believe in that, you know, but it's fun to talk about it. The stories are fun. That's why I was saying in Halloween around that time, we'll bring up those stories. You know, I'm pretty open-minded. I like exploring that. It gives me this good feeling, you know, I love stories, so it's a good feeling. The other thing we talk about is the types of people from our past, specifically in a place called Hale, Michigan. And I guess I could do another plug-in, another little shout-out. We're working on a book right now about Iosco County, Michigan. Now, Iosco County, we turned it into an acronym of sorts, Inside Our Sheriff's Corrupt Office. I think I'm doing that right. IOSCO, inside our, yeah. So we want to do a book, and eventually we're going to write some episodes and try to pitch them once I graduate, once I get out. We would like to see it become a 10-part series. And it all takes place in IOSCO County, Michigan. It's very interesting stuff, so I'm excited for you to hear more about that. You'll definitely hear a lot more in this season. I'll have to get more equipment in here, but I definitely want you to meet him and hear his stories. Yeah, I think that's definitely going to be an episode in the future. That'll be a good one. Maybe a saga of sorts. It's another thing I want to start doing, I guess since I'm on that, is my brother Zach. He plays guitar, and I had this idea. Let me know what you think. You can message me and leave comments. If you can find us on Facebook, No Rehearsals. Let me pull up the specifics here, because that would be good. One of the ideas that we have is to, well, what I had anyway, was to have my brother sort of play this instrumental intro live here, and then we go into the intro. Okay, so Facebook, it's at No Rehearsals, that's all. Capital N and then O, capital R, E-H-E-A-R-S-A-L-S, just normally spelled, we're not trying to be too funky. No Rehearsals. And most of you listening now are going to find it posted on my Facebook, so have, share it from there. So, let's see. So I just pulled it up to look it up. Here's my my cousin. I won't throw any names out yet because I don't have any permissions yet. I'll have to figure out. Oh, sorry. I got distracted. I pulled up this Facebook thing anyway. I wanted to say what he was saying right now. I was telling him, yeah, I might talk about atheism. I might talk about religious subjects when I get on here. And I just pulled it up. He says, right on, LOL. Open right up with big guns. Laugh my ass off. Religion, politics, racism, gender equality, the whole works, LOL. And I think we will. I think over time, we'll do it. I'm going to let him know. So when he listens later, cousin, I'm going to type you right now. We are recording. He'll get that message. All right, so hopefully he shares this. Hopefully we get some listeners, and hopefully, it's not so sloppy that it turns everybody away right off the bat. Okay. And remember, this is just a pilot. If this sucks to you, just give us some time. Wait till we have the other hosts. There will be way more talented and more interesting people running this show than me. So I got about 10 minutes left, and I think I should, finish off with a good well thought out, piece. Maybe a story or something to kind of start moving myself into structure. I think that'll be better for you guys. So let me think. What about me, what story could define who I am and what we're about to do here? All right. Okay, so I don't know. A good place to start. I could go on about the creativity of my family in the past. I could go on about that. I could go on about I guess the Marine Corps and what that was like. It was garbage, but I'm sure that matters right now. Honestly, okay, something that's been on my mind for a while is the city, the way this city is specifically. I've been to a lot. I've been around I've been around the world twice, and I've been to a lot of different cities, and they share most of the same qualities that I dislike. And I guess it's my small sacrifice for wanting to make it in the film industry, so I stay out here for now, but one day I need to leave. And I feel similar to the man from Taxi Driver, you know, Robert De Niro. And I feel like that. Do you know what I mean? And I don't like the racism bullshit and what was going on in the 60s or 70s, but the sort of filth starts to get under your skin after a while, and you want to reject it. And it keeps trying to get you and get you and get you. It's like a parasite, and you keep having to fight it off. And it fucking turns you into a very bitter person. That's maybe something I might go over more and ask the next guest for the second episode. You know, how they feel about it. Because it's on my mind a lot. And I come home and I walk to school. So I'm on the street for about a half hour. That's all. Down Sunset Boulevard, down here in Hollywood. And when I come home, I want to just stay locked up. My girlfriend, she's, you know, always wants me to go and do things because her school hasn't started yet. So she's kind of cooped up in the house and, you know, doesn't want to roam the streets all by herself or anything. But when I come home, it's like, God, I just left the filth. I really don't feel like going back out in it. It bothers me. You know, that in combination of, I guess, like the heat and all that. But it's just disgusting. It is so fucking gross. It smells like piss down every street. It fucking bothers me. And one day I was actually walking with a group of friends around my school over on Vine, by Vine. And so we're walking, and there's a human turd, you know, like where they have the sections of concrete missing so a tree is growing or a bush or whatever. There's a tree there. It's human shit in the middle of the sidewalk. I've seen worse than this, though, but for all of you Midwestern people, you know, back where I grew up, just human shit, human piss everywhere, you know? People constantly asking for smokes. People constantly asking you for money. And then when they get it, they want to shake your hand. And I'm not talking about your normal Joe Schmo. I'm talking about the mentally ill. I used to feel bad. I used to. I used to have a sense of empathy, sympathy maybe. I guess I can't really relate to them, but, you know, it's gone. It is gone. Whatever is left is a fraction, you know, of one. Just a decimal with a million zeros. It's awful. I cannot stand it. I do not want them to have my money. I do not want them to have my smokes. It has come to the point where I've lost hope in this city. I've lost hope in the people in the streets. And I can't stand being in it. We used to live in Temecula. It's a beautiful place. And one day I was driving to school. It used to be a four-hour drive. Most of the drive is nice through the country and whatnot, and through the smaller towns. Anyway, I get up to Sunset. I just got off the ramp. I'm now in Sunset. I'm driving. I'm over by the, I don't know if I remember, like the Siren. I believe it's called Siren Studios. So I'm driving past, and there's this woman, this large, large, large woman. She's homeless and crazy looking. And she's pulling down her drawers. No underwear. I just see this fat, disgusting ass of hers, right? Turns around. Thankfully, her gut was covering everything I wouldn't want to see. She leans up against this wall, and I'm thinking, my God, she's going to shit right here. But no, she had to piss. She pulls her drawers down to her knees and starts pissing. I'm in my car. My window's up, but I swear to God, I could smell it. I could taste it. It was so... It just sprang into her own fucking shorts. It scarred me. It scarred me. And the people of L.A. or Las Vegas or San Diego would say, suck it up. That's the way it is. I got it. I've been living here for about 5 years. And I'm still not used to it. I don't want this to become the norm for me. I hate the city. Madness. madness, man. The people's opinions are garbage, and the people are garbage. I'm not talking about everyone. There are specific groups. I'm talking about your sort of millennial generation suck, these kale-eating, pansy-ass, I don't know the fuck, these veggie kin children of the world, you know, confused sexual orientations. I'm not talking about gay. I'm not talking about bisexual. I'm not even talking about transsexual. I'm talking about people who are like, I am a kin rabbit. You must respect that. No, you're not a rabbit. You're a human being. I'm talking about these Reddit forum fuckers. That's who I'm talking about. Garbage. They're all bred here in this city, and they're a disease. All right? And the hippie type, how fucking hypocritical. The hippie type, right, of San Francisco and LA and somewhat of San Diego live in the most disgusting and polluted cities in America. Think about that for a second. These motherfuckers shopping at their Trader Joe's, Whole Food Market fucking places live and create the most disgusting cities in America. And I am telling you right now, they judge the rest of you and think you're the problem. You know what I mean? These college pansy yuppie fuckers, these, you know, Bernie warrior, fucking social justice warrior faggots. And I don't mean faggot as in homosexual. I mean faggot as in faggot. I'm talking about the Louis C.K. faggot, right? These fuckers are born and bred here in the most disgusting and polluted city in America. And they live with the crazy filth, the neglected filth. And I hate it. Well, I'm out of time for this one. So I guess I'm going to have to end there on this sort of cliffhanger. I have a lot more to say about the city. There are a lot more opinions of some of my friends that I'm going to bring on here. We're all going to talk about it. It'll be a more of a secular conversation, so that'll be nice. So, anyway, thank you for joining me, the few of you that have. Hopefully, this thing snowballs. Hopefully, it gets better as we go, and we're able to entertain you. That is the main purpose of it being here, is to entertain you. And you, hopefully, are the cool people of the world. The 80s sense of the word, the cool people of the world. You know what I mean? The ones who maybe don't have their shit together, but are capable of individual thought. I think you know where I'm going with here. I don't have the right words. Anyway, the cool people. Keep listening. Share this. Please, for the love of God, share this. Also, stay tuned for some of the episodes where we're going to have interviews and other people. We're going to be recording them. There will be a YouTube version of this show. You can hear it both on SoundCloud, and you'll be able to watch it. That way you can see our faces and how we move when we're talking or whatever, if you care to see that sort of thing. Anyway, have a good day, whatever day it is for you. Enjoy yourself. Try to stay positive. I know it's hard in this shit world. Try to stay positive and always think for yourself. All right. This is No Rehearsals. I am Derek Dotter, and good night.